Hello, everybody, and welcome to Unscripted Evangelism, the place where we make evangelism one-on-one very easy. We're taking away all of the technicality of having the right verbiage and the right situation and all these other circumstances that make it very difficult to share the gospel with someone, and keeping it really extremely basic so that anyone will be able to do it, because ultimately we want every Christian sharing the gospel. So that is the purpose of the show. I am your host, Jim Green, and we are going to spend the next 10 minutes exploring what can make it easy. I think we're going to start at step one. Anytime that you are sharing the gospel with anyone, it's important. A few things are important. But the very one basic elementary thing that has to happen is you have to do something. Okay, you have to take action. Okay, so here's one of the common misconceptions. One of the common misconceptions of evangelism is I have to be well-versed in the Bible in order to do so. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. There is a story in the Bible where Andrew, who was one of the 12, he is mentioned in the Bible for one thing. He brought Peter to Jesus. He introduced them. And then we see him die. Of course, he died as a martyr. But that was the one thing that we saw in Scripture about Andrew. He did this one very insignificant thing. But look how powerful this was. He was the one responsible for bringing Peter to Jesus. Of course, Peter being a key player in the spread of the first church, the post-Old Testament church, the New Testament church that God was establishing. Peter was a major part of that. And it would never have happened if Andrew wouldn't have brought Peter to Jesus. So you see, he didn't have any, great training or anything. He just stepped out there and did the very basic elementary thing by bringing Peter to Jesus. Well, unscripted evangelism is actually the same thing. It's doing something very minimal, but something that's going to yield great results. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, one of the things that I have found to be effective in this unscripted type of evangelism is getting the information to the person, right? That's what the gospel is, right? It's information that the person needs to make a decision as to what direction their life is going to go in. So, There's a very important thing that a tool, I guess we could call it, that we use in evangelism that's very effective, and they're called tracts. They're called gospel tracts. You've seen them before, or you've probably even had and you heard that people, they've used them and whatnot. And what they are is just that. They're business card type deals that have the message of the gospel on them, and you give those to people and they read them, and they do yield results. If we get one person to act on the message of the gospel from a tract, it's well worth handing out 10, 20, 30, 50, 100,000, 5,000 of those tracts. And it's the quickest, easiest way to immediately get into evangelism. Yes, it's important. Handing out tracts is important, particularly for the person who feels like they are not equipped to have a conversation. So this first step, I'm going to tell you, I hope you pick up on it, because if you pick up on this one step, this is going to take you to places that you probably never even thought of when it comes to evangelism. So, what is this thing? First of all, let's talk about the gospel tract. The tract is so important. There's different categories for different demographics and different ways to phrase the message of the gospel. But so when you're choosing a tract, you want to take this into consideration. Now, I'm going to give you an example of that. If you know that you are going to be dealing with a college student, maybe you are a college student, and you want to reach out to that person through a gospel tract, then you should select a gospel tract that deals with intellectual things, that ask questions, that deal with science, that deals with the type of environment that a college student finds themselves in. It's a very effective way to get the gospel message to them, because they're in college studying, and all those intellectual things that are around them have their attention. So if you give them something that is along that line, you're going to have their attention. And a little more about the gospel tracts. They are very inexpensive. There are some places you can get gospel tracts for free. I just got some free ones the other day in the mail. There are companies out there that are willing to give away tracts if they know someone is going to be handing them out. So look them up. Free gospel tracts. Google it and reach out to those people. But if you're going to pay for them, they're not very expensive. $5 for a lot of 100, a lot of times. So that's very cheap. So 100 of them are, it's in a significant amount. So I would ask that you start there. It's $5. Get 100 gospel tracts. You get those. And you, what the heck am I going to do with all these? This is a lot of tracts. Well, here's what I'm going to suggest you do with. Am I going to say that you run out and talk to 100 people? Absolutely not. If you're day one, ground zero, or you're not feeling like you have the confidence to talk to people, then don't do it. You have to go at your own pace, okay? So what you do, if you're starting from this place, let's say you get 100 free tracks. You get 100 free tracks. What you do is you set a goal and you say, I am going to leave. Listen to what I'm saying. Leave 10 tracks today. Where am I going to leave them? Leave them. I'm going to leave them in bathrooms. That's a good place to leave them. Now you don't want to be a litter bug and just throw them all over the place. You want to be very strategic in how, where you leave them. Like you go to a doctor's office, leave a track on a coffee table where there are magazines. You know, people are always reading things. Like I said, in the bathroom, people are always reading things. Leave them in places where people are waiting, and it's an opportunity to read. If you ride the bus, leave one on the bus at the place where you at, so maybe someone can get on there, sit down and read that as they're on their ride. Leave gospel tracts in places where people can pick them up and read them. And you didn't have to say anything. And like I said, start off with 10. I'm going to put 10 placements today. I'm not going to talk to 10 people. I'm not going to have a conversation with 10 people. No, I'm going to leave 10 gospel tracts in places for people to read them. Make that your goal. Okay? Very simple goal. You don't have to talk to anyone. And you are indeed spreading the gospel. Just start right there. Hand out 10 tracts. Not hand out, actually. Hand out means it's going to a person. I say leave 10 gospel tracts. Okay? And throughout the day. I think that is a great starting point for you to get started sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, until next time, keep your head up, stay in prayer, and I'm praying for you. God bless you.